The poll conducted in the first week of December found that out of 500 likely voters, only 31% have given a lot of thought to who's running for president. UW political scientist David Cannon says the fact that so few people are paying close attention to the race helps explain the poll's most surprising result. That is that former Senator Fred Thompson is the most popular candidate among Wisconsin Republicans. Even though he's running third or fourth in most national polls, the Badger poll puts him 5 points ahead of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Cannon says that's probably because voters are still thinking of another Thompson.
A fairly large number of those people must be confusing that with Tommy Thompson, especially given that Tommy Thompson was running initially. And so people may be thinking, oh, yeah, I heard that Tommy's running for president. Yeah, I remember him as governor, liked him as governor. And so I think probably a fairly large number of those folks must be thinking it's Tommy Thompson.
On the Democratic side, the Badger poll results are much closer to national polls. Hillary Clinton is leading Barack Obama by more than 10 points, 39% to 26%, with John Edwards another 10 points down in third place. Cannon says a trend showing up in some national polls could change those numbers in the coming months. He says an increasing number of Democratic voters are worried about Clinton's electability.
If they think that, you know, maybe they're favored candidate of the Democratic field, but they're worried she can't win in the fall. And if that's the case, you could see some people shifting away from her here in Wisconsin as well.
Cannon says voter interest in who's running for president will likely pick up after the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd. That means voter responses in the next Wisconsin poll will probably suffer less from the Tommy and Fred confusion factor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.